We are now joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78, Auto Owners Insurance Toyota, and we'll open the floor up for questions. Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple questions. It was about this time in 2016, August 2016, when the team announced that you had signed an extension with them through this season. So as we get close to that period, where are you? Are you certain, you know, you'll be back at?
No. I don't know. We got some stuff to figure out for sure, but I don't plan on doing anything different. So just give the team some time to figure things out, and we're all kind of trying to figure it out together. So hopefully we can make it happen.
It would seem like everything is working really well. So I guess some people might wonder what is there to work out in that sense.
Yeah, you know, just sponsorship commitments and all the stuff that goes along with that. You know, figuring out how much money we have to spend. When do we get it? How much are we getting? And where can we spend it? How can we spend it? So just trying to figure out all the details, honestly. There's a lot of puzzle pieces to put together that we haven't finished yet. And, you know, honestly, we haven't really been in a big hurry to get it done. So in due time.
On the track, work's been done with the Tire Dragon. Do you like where it's been and how it's been positioned, and how is the track reacting?
I think it's fine. I just, you know, so far there's not been, you know, any second lane. No fault of the Tire Dragon. It's just the way it is right now. So, I would say that if they didn't do the Tire Dragon, it might be worse. I'm not sure. You know, it might be a narrower groove. It's hard to say. So, we'll see. See what happens tonight with the Xfinity race, and then and go from there tomorrow. But, I definitely don't think the Tire Dragon could have hurt anything by any means.
Go to the back.
Martin, Ken Spencer, WHAS 11. You obviously had the dominant car here a year ago. How close are you guys this year with this year's car?
I feel like today went okay. Certainly not perfect by any means. We got, some things to look at tonight and try to figure out for tomorrow. I'd say last year it seemed like everywhere we went, we just were spot on. You know, we just could hit it off the trailer and make small adjustments throughout practice. I think this year it's just, in general, it's been harder to kind of hit the balance the way I like it. And the car's been a little bit more inconsistent, not only throughout the weekends, but from week to week at different tracks. We've kind of been chasing the setup and the balance a lot more often. So today was okay, I thought. Nothing spectacular, but I feel like we had good speed when we had good balance. We need to keep it around there more consistently.
Brad Stevens, the Bowling Green Daily News. Eric Jones obviously broke through with his first win last week. As someone who's been around him a lot, what kind of talent does he have, and what kind of future do you think he can have in this Cup Series?
Well, I think he's obviously a great driver. He's been working his way through the ranks over the years, and last year definitely had its ups and downs for him as a rookie. But that's to be expected in Cup, and so I feel like he's definitely settled down this year, gotten more comfortable with his team, with the cars, with what we're doing, and he's been a lot more consistent, been making less mistakes. So that's part of the learning process, and he's definitely matured a lot. So now he knows what to expect, and certainly getting that first win, I think, is such a big deal. I mean, I can't even tell you how much confidence it brings, and especially a guy like him at a high profile team and in a car that's been successful, and the pressure that he feels. So being able to race with that win in his pocket, I think, will help a lot, and we'll see what he can do going forward.
Got it. Okay. Eric Smith, Raceview Online. I'm not sure how much you paid attention to the truck race last night, but did you and Cole sit down and talk about possibly not taking any tires at the end? And a follow-up question would be, how difficult is it with only having two practice sessions, both of them in the day, to you kind of go off of old notes from last year for a night setup?
I watched the whole truck race, yeah, and that was interesting for sure to see how that transpired with the guy taking no tires and winning. Had it been a yellow flag stop, you never know how that's going to turn out. So, being that he put it under green, he got the lead. Seemed like the guy that ran second was pretty tight that whole last run. So I don't know. You know, it's there's a lot of variables there, but certainly interesting that, you know, we're 3 years in on this track, and the guy won on no tires. It's crazy, but that's the way it goes. So I don't know. What was the other part of your question?
About practicing during the day but having a night race, how difficult is it?
Practicing in the day, racing at night, is always a challenge. Especially when you bring a new tire to a racetrack, because you never know how it's going to react, right? I mean, you know, we have our notes from the past. We feel like we understand what the track does at night from the daytime, and we set up accordingly. It doesn't mean it's always going to go that way. So you could definitely be caught off guard, so to speak, and you know, maybe have the balance swing a different direction. You know, the track's another year older. It's got some different things on it. You know, they paved a few strips on the track, like, to cover a crack, or I don't know what it is, but, you know, strips that weren't here last year. So there's definitely some differences, and the biggest thing is the tires. So we'll just have to see. Hopefully guess right, and that's all you can do is go off your past notes.
We'll go Jerry, Gary, Claire, and then back in the corner.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, Setting That, and Performance Racing Network. Looking forward to next weekend at New Hampshire. Talk about going into that track. It's kind of flat. It's different than what we normally are accustomed to.
Yeah, I always look forward to going up there. You know, Loudon's been one of my home tracks over the years. I've been going up there so long, you know, so I have a ton of history there, and I've won, you know, the Busch North races up there a few times. I've won the Xfinity race there, and this Cup win's really been eluding me, so it would be a big one to be able to win there. We've been so close. We've led a ton of laps the past, I don't know, 3 years or so, and man, we just haven't been able to lead the last one. So hopefully this is the year. But definitely excited to go up there and look forward to seeing all our friends up there in New England.
Well, Gary, then Claire.
Yeah. Gary Graves, Associated Press. When you look back on your win last year, with considering the dominance of Kyle and Brad, how big of a breakthrough was that for you here, and how much do you feel like that kind of opens up the door for other drivers this year?
Well, I thought, I thought we should have won it in 16, and, you know, we had that deal happen on pit road, you know, with the four car, and got had to go to the back with a penalty and drove through the field and passed everybody, and then it ended up being fuel mileage, so we didn't win anyway, but had a shot at winning either way. So I think last year for us coming here was, we were looking for a little bit of redemption, so to speak, and, you know, with feeling like 17 or 16 got away from us, and then to be able to come here last year and get our first win at this track was huge. So we've been strong here the last couple years, and hopefully we can figure out how to, you know, race up front again all night tomorrow night, and have a shot at winning at the end.
And follow up, do you feel like the field might be more opened up now, just with the track, you know, being in the same configuration? Do you feel like it, you know, more drivers might have a chance now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot different racetrack than it was before the repave, you know. You know, so for sure, you know, there was a few guys that seemed to really have the old surface figured out, where we, you know, we talked about coming here and how bumpy it was and just how crazy this track really was. It's a totally different place now because of, you know, the banking added in one and two and the pavement being a lot smoother. It's a completely different challenge and a completely different racetrack because of that. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's opened it up certainly to new people figuring it out. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, since they repaved it, we've been one of the guys that have been really fast here. So, you know, hats off to my team and everybody for, you know, for all of us just putting our heads together and figuring out how to get around this place. It's been fun.
Go to Claire.
Claire Belang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. It's always great to qualify at the front. It always helps you, you know, navigate the race, but especially at this racetrack. Talk about qualifying, how hard it is to pass here, and why that is such a case when you look over the data over the past years.
Yeah, I mean, qualifying is important every week. You know, typically, you know, if your car's really fast and something happens in qualifying, it's not detrimental. You know, certain racetracks, as you mentioned, can be harder than others. You know, for instance, we qualified, we had our qualifying time disallowed at Chicagoland in the impound procedure deal and started in the back and drove straight to the front and, you know, made quick work of it. Same thing, I think it was Atlanta last year, maybe even this year, that we had to start in the back, so we didn't get to qualify. I think it was this year. Two racetracks with worn-out surfaces, a lot of tire fall off, multiple lanes, you can make it happen pretty quick. A place like this where single groove, harder tires, they don't fall off as much, it's definitely tougher because of a lot of it, I think, is just because the tire's harder and you lose, the more air you lose off your car, the more magnified the loss of grip is. And then the big fact is that you just can't find clean racetrack You can't run where there's no cars because there's, you know, everybody wants the same lane. So certainly the challenge of running around the bottom of a track like this is tough. But, you know, like I said, a few years ago, we were really strong. I was able to come through the field pretty good. So if your car's really strong, you can make it happen. But, you know, a place like this, it's a lot more difficult with no question.
And then what's the mojo or the thought of your team, the teams right now getting ready to look ahead to the playoffs? We're in kind of a position, it's not the beginning of the year, but we're approaching on the playoffs.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's business as usual, trying to, you know, just trying to be as consistent as we can up front. And you know, for us, for our team individually, I feel like we need to be leading more laps. We need to be winning more stages. I'd really like to have more bonus points going in the playoffs than we have right now. So that's a main focus for our team. And, you know, a couple more wins along the way would be good. But just, you know, really just you want to keep the momentum going. You want to have confidence when the playoffs start. You want to have momentum. You want to be, you know, doing all the little things right. So for us, we've had a really strong season, and numbers-wise, it's been great. We just haven't had that ability to lead as many laps as we did last year, which is obviously hard to match that. But definitely don't feel like we've been the strongest car consistently. We've been one of them, but we could definitely get a little bit better. So just searching for that and trying to make sure when the playoffs start, we're on top of our game.
Brian Winter, Wave 3 Sports, to your left. Can you talk about how much confidence you have and how excited you are to be back here at the track where you won last year? And also talk about how difficult Turn 3 is.
Well, confidence in this sport's huge. It always has been. And it's hard to explain, but when you come off a win or you have momentum on your side, it just feels like things come natural. You race without that pressure, and you just it seems like things come easier. It's real hard when things are going wrong to get it turned around, and it feels like everything's against you. So it's just, I don't know, momentum's kind of underrated in the sport, and it's hard to figure out, but once you have it, it's a good thing. So I think for us, confidence coming here is great. You know, the last couple of years, obviously, we've had strong runs, and it's always fun to go to places where you're successful, and you know your team kind of understands what you need to do there. So looking forward to, like I said, just trying to continue the success here at Kentucky and hopefully, you know, get that win tomorrow night. We need some more bonus points.
And also turn 3, how difficult is that?
Turn 3 is tough for sure. It seems like this year maybe a little bit easier with the new tires that they brought here. But it's just, you know, it's such a flat corner. And, you know, since they changed 1 and 2 and put more banking there, you're carrying a lot more speed down the back straightaway. And so you're going into a really flat corner. Going too fast, and the car just doesn't want to work. So it's a really loose corner, and most of it's because of the way turn 2 is set up, and it's hard to get your car good in both ends of the racetrack. So it's a huge challenge.
Go to the back of the room.
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com. The last 2 weekends we've had, you know, extreme battles there for stage wins. Do you think with you getting all the playoff points and stage points last year with your stage wins, do you feel like everybody is noticing that that's going to be a very important part to take them into further into the playoffs?
I think it's it goes without saying that everybody knows you want as many as you can get. You know, in our case last year, you know, we got a lot of points and won a lot of stages because we were fast and we were leading a lot of laps. Everybody was trying. Everybody's still trying to win as many stages as they can. We're doing the same things we did last year. We just haven't won as many. So, you know, with that being said, I think that it's just the playoffs with the format the way it is with the elimination races. It just scares everybody to death. I mean, I'll be honest. You want as many playoff points as you can just in case you have something bad happen. You know, in 2016, we blew up early in the race at Talladega and got knocked out of the second round when we felt like we were one of the strongest teams out there. So nobody's immune to a catastrophic failure and the possibility of being knocked out of the playoffs. And so that's really what the stage points and the bonus points are all about. You know, that being said, last year we didn't have to use any of the ones we had, but it sure was fun to win them. So I was joking with somebody a few weeks ago, I wish they carried over. You know, the ones you don't use, you just take the next year. That'd be that would have been nice, but I just had to throw them all away. That sucked. They're gone. They just disappeared.
Do you have any final questions? No? All right. Thanks, Martin, and good luck tomorrow.